You're listening to the latest episode of Hot Action News. I'm your host, Gerald Myers, and we've got a full studio tonight featuring two special guests. The first is a cowboy, a musician, an oddity, Mr. Travis Billy himself.
Hey, y'all, what's happening?
Hey, good to have you in the studio tonight, Travis. We're excited to get inside and peel the onion with you. Let's introduce our second guest, the one, the only, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Hello.
Hi, Bam. We're happy to have you. The always fabulous, the always feisty, Fiesta Newsboy. Aye, aye, aye!
It's all pants parties over here tonight, Gerald.
All right. Now that we've done our roll call, let's get into some facts. If this is the first time you're listening to us, we've got a state-of-the-art fax machine. That's F-A-C-T-S, and that's our hotline to all the fastest facts in the globe. When you can't turn on the news, you can't go to the big media channels to find the truth. You have to dig through a bunch of bullshit. You come to Hot Action News, and we bring it to you live. Oh my gosh, this is a big, big fact. Newsboy, what do we have coming in?
Well, you're going to have to give me a second to wheel this thing through the door because this is one of the biggest facts I've ever had in my hands.
It takes a little while to get warm. So while we're getting the fax machine warm, Bam Bam, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've been dealing with life during the COVID-19 crisis.
Well, as a micro video game expert,
hello, Xander. Bam Bam. Well, it looks like Bam Bam's choking on a chicken bone right now. Travis, how are you doing over there?
Who can blame him?
We've all been choking chicken at one point or another.
God damn right.
So, Travis, I know you, you know, from a little bit of the past, you've been on some different shows we've done before. Tell me what's going on. What's life been the past couple weeks for you in this new normal, if you will?
Oh, hell, you know, I've been picking a little git fiddle. I've been choking a little chicken, as you mentioned yourself so eloquently. Maybe more than that. I got to tell you, I think this is a time to invest in Pornhub, Xvideos, some sites like that. Their stock is really keeping the Dow alive.
Traffic's going up, huh?
Oh, big time. I can't imagine anything else. I really don't understand why it's ever been anything less than it is now.
Sure.
Well, I tell you what, Travis, if you're a fart smeller like I am,
gladly.
Then you do yourself a favor by setting you up a Snapchat premium and doing feet stuff.
Been there.
I've made a whole $5.75 so far.
That much?
So you've 10x'd your podcast earnings.
I have to learn some of your secrets.
No kidding.
Well, I guess I have to deduct the cost of the bag of Frito chips that I was using
Don't forget the bean dip.
That's stop porn.
Yeah,
you gotta
it's always
a
bean
dip. In my experience, that's usually the best way to get things across there is a little sauce on your feet, you know, really get things nice and spicy, nice and moist. But regardless,
and then you step
yeah, you
in
know,
it.
No, what else would you do with something like that? It's not your job to eat it. That's for somebody else, you know.
First, you open the bag of Fritos with your feet, and then you open the can of beans.
It does take some skill.
And then you dip that chip up in that bean dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. My feet on that.
So how
chip.
Do you get the rest of the bean dip off of your toes afterwards?
Oh, you! I got
that's how to get your toes wet in a new business, sir. Get your big toe in the door, so to speak.
Zing! Ladies and gentlemen, our first singer of the night awarded to Travis Billy. Billy.
Oh, am I singing now?
You're singing now, Travis.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you a story here about a woman I met on a beach, and she had a very smelly female appendage. But that was just right up my alley. People like to think that's offensive, but quite honestly, I don't know what else you would look for.
If you has an appendage, there's another.
You got to know it's there. You know, you want something to encapsulate all of your senses. You know,
like a good wine.
I've never heard it put that eloquently, Gerald, but I would say that that's absolutely correct.
The ladies say I'm somewhat of a man of words, if you will. Take it away, Travis.
You have a tongue. I think they might say
a silver.
You got quite the silver tongue. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I met her in this fishing, cutting perch to bait. It was high tide down at the beach that day. I didn't notice till she's up in my room, about to have a little cord or something cut through the perfume. She got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. When I went to nibble, tried to bite me back. Well, it tastes like her pussy, it's too close to her ass. Trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. Well, I got on my snorkel and I started going down. My lunch was coming up, but I ain't no quitter now. Do what I gotta do, and I've never been that proud. Get some tests and whiskey to get this out my mouth. She got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. When I went to nibble, it tried to bite me back. But it tastes like it's too close to her ass. Got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. Well, I ain't saying it's bad loving, just make your eyes sting. Got no ventilation, gonna need some Dramamine. Throwing at your bed sheets, you think that something died, but nobody kicked the bucket and you're only dead inside. Got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. When it went to nibble, it tried to bite me back. But it tastes like a pussy, it's too close to her ass. Got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. Got a trout in her trousers, snapper in her snatch. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, fabulous Travis
Billy. Best night of my life. Best night of my life, man. Pungency is always to be expected. I mean, I don't really know how else you'd know was there. You know, how does a blind man enjoy course, right. You know, without that kind of, you know, delicious sensation.
Right. I mean, you did such a illustrative job, too. I felt like, you know, smelling the same smells. I was immersed in the scene.
That's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me about that song.
Yeah, it's.
I usually hear criticism from it, but something like that is that's you get it.
I think,
you know,
the world needs to hear it, and we're happy to host it here. You heard it here first, folks. Hot Action News, bringing you the live, latest, up to date, never biased. We can never be bought. Facts. We are serving.
Well, I appreciate that. I think the same thing could be said for the male organs. You know, I think
stink them up.
I think some of the listeners can attest to that as well. You know,
a little stinky ween.
It's just
newsboy. You got to
just let you know
ween.
That you're working hard. You know,
yeah.
A woman always likes a man who works hard and gets out there and sweats and get things done. You know,
been out there.
Sometimes
on the
I just
ranch.
Need to know.
Driving T-posts.
Absolutely.
Newsboy, how you doing over there?
Oh, I've got the fax machine all warmed up, ready to go. Got a sensation in my pants. I feel it.
I can smell it.
Feel it there, Daryl?
I can smell it too. What's that fact coming in we got there?
So check it out. This is the big story of the day. It's finally been called quits for the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders. The senator from Vermont ended his presidential candidacy on Wednesday, today, concluding a quest that elevated him as a standard bearer of American liberalism and clearing the way for a general election between the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Clearing the way for old buddy Biden and Bernie man.
So Joseph R. Biden. So which one? So he's.
What you mean?
Joseph who? R. Biden. I'm sorry. I was confused. I thought you were describing the man.
Who's R. Biden who now?
Who's riding Fred?
Anyways,
me.
Back to the facts.
Fred's riding Fred.
So Bernie man out, Biden in. What's your hot take on it, Travis?
Well, I would say that it's probably an interesting move for the Democratic Party right now. I mean, Bernie's policies might align a little further with some of Trump's isolationist policies and maybe create a little more common ground. However, as far as strategy goes, I mean, hell, Biden might be a little more appeasable to some of the folks who dislike Trump already, and maybe some of more of the middle ground. And so I'm not real sure. It's going to depend on the debates, I think, and see how that goes on.
Agreed. You know, it seems it was a move in selflessness for the party in all efforts to have a different president at the next election. Newsboy, what's your take? How are you digesting this fact?
Well, personally, as I've been strolling through the hallways of social media today, trying to gauge a viable response. Oh, and Bam Bam, I'm
dude,
just getting
it was in my ass.
I'm just getting.
I know. I could see you wiggling over there.
Do you know how far chicken bones can go up your ass? You don't.
Tell us.
You stop fucking judging about the chicken bone.
Judging, I've never been as jealous as right now in my life.
Oh,
yeah, well, I'm impressed.
You know what would be more jealous?
I'm gonna have to try.
I'm making more jealous. Can you snoodle?
I'm gonna have to see if any of the wing places deliver, man. Maybe see how many I can fit up there.
Can we snoodle? Is that in the news?
I'm not equipped personally.
It should be.
Some hot snoodle news.
Well, Bam Bam, we were just getting into the topic of Bernie Sanders dropping
as well
his
as his
presidential
pants.
Campaign. What's your thoughts
on that? This is developing now in the studio.
He is a panty dropper. That's been well established. No one's talking about it, which is why he's having to drop out. So apparently, you got to talk about it to win it.
You got to talk about it to be about it. That's a proven fact, and we are Hot Action News, all about the facts, all the time, 24/7, every day of the year.
What temperature is?
That's really the thing, too, man. Is Bernie's a panty dropper, and Joe Biden has tried to. Right? He's got Richard. He's trying to drop panties that way, like the old Family Feud host, and doesn't seem to well as Bernie's more genuine. Panty dropping tendencies. You know, he's got the unkempt hair. He's got the rock and roll attitude. You know, that's really what women are lacking and are in my experience.
Speaking of political sex and current news, did you hear what's your name? Tripp died. The lady that was only famous because she called out Monica Lewinsky for blowing him. That's news.
Is this a COVID-19 death?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh!
I did see that she was 73.
She must have been about 51, I guess, whenever that stuff was going on with Bill. You know, I can imagine why she was jealous. You know. Woman's heartstrings, you know, the young women.
It sounds like auto-tuned heartstrings to me.
Yeah, it sounds like we're having some microphone issues over there, Travis. But I think to paraphrase what you said, you know, maybe she was feeling a little jealous at the time, you know, in her 50s, a little past her prime, maybe, and maybe a little envious of the attention old Billy Boy was given to young Monica. I think you're onto something there. Let's, you know, give a small moment of recognition for our fallen whistleblower.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't mean to trivialize her passing away at all.
I mean, that's what this show does, doesn't it? When they signed up for it, we didn't.
That's what we do. That's what we're here to do. Facts. 100% of the time. Juicy ones, wet ones, all of them.
I like the older, more flavorful cuts.
Don't need to- I do as well. That's why I was a little confused. I don't know why you would go after a man. A woman like Monica Lewinsky when there's a nice piece of prime dry real estate sitting right next door. You know, I'm a jerky man myself.
I know the term jerky boys. They like them. They like them mature and petrified.
You kill my.
I heard Billy Boy. You know, I heard he was on the other end of the spectrum. You know, he liked them, you know, fresh, young. You know, barely ripe. As evidenced by his visits on the Lolita Express.
Common mistake.
But that's a, you know, another story for another day. LeGarrett, what are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I think the attraction there with the old Mon Lewinsky back in the day could be described in correlation with one of the more prominent public figures that's just been popping up, Carol Baskin.
Whoa.
I mean, young Carol Baskin.
Not too shabby. I mean,
not too shabby, right?
Am I right?
She really had her pussy game down, from what I understand. Yeah, exactly.
Double zinger.
Big pussies. Travis, that's what she was into. And I've been a man to say big pussy in my life as well, so I kind of understand.
Yeah, we all got a soft spot for the big cats in some way.
Absolutely.
Bam Bam, how's your throat feeling? Are you doing okay? You need some water, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, any chocolate?
I have a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun, perfect.
I opened it from the bottom, so I can't put it down.
Naturally.
I've done that by accident many times.
Oh, I wanted to commit to it, so I did it purposefully. It's just a thing I do.
Almost like a preschool Edward 40 hands, if you will.
Isn't the real issue here that the Capri Sun, the lifespan of those things is generally 30 to 40
seconds.
If
it's lucky.
So there's no real need to put it down.
You can suck them up in one fell slurp if you're thirsty.
Oh, that would just make you thirsty for another one, though. You got to savor it.
That's, that, that's something Carol Baskins taught me as well.
She taught you about slurping or conserving?
Or Capri Sun.
Oh, slurping. Slurping in the slurp race.
Yeah.
Beating the clock in the slurping down of, you know, Capri Suns.
Well, how many do you think you can do in 30 seconds? We've got about 24 here in the studio. Can we do a little friendly competition between the guests? Bam Bam versus Travi Showdown?
Oh, you don't want none of this.
It starts in 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's a long time.
I'm
going to
go ahead and distribute the Capri Suns here. We got about 20 seconds left.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm very confident in my abilities. You just send every one of those tiny straws right my way. I'm very experienced.
And counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and go! Oh, it looks like Travis is taking an early lead, but Bam Bam is right behind him. He's got a different strategy, jamming 4 straws into the same one.
Oh. Is this the only crevice I'm allowed to put these straws, Gerald?
Bam Bam's catching up. Neck and neck. Bam Bam. Impressive.
Wait. You didn't say that we had to drink it, did you, sucker?
Usually, I'm not used to usually taking all the Capri Sun in one crevice myself.
How many crevices do you normally take it in,
Travis? I'm usually used to the Capri DP.
Capri DP? Yeah, you know me. How does that look? Travis Billy.
PCP? All with the PD?
Well, you would have got a chance to know, but unfortunately you didn't tell me the rules ahead of time, so I had to take five cylindrical objects in my mouth at once, which is not something that I'm unfamiliar with. But it was a little surprising for this time. I did my best though. Congratulations.
Hey, it's a players' league. Congratulations to Bam Bam. Newsboy, what did he win?
For our winner today, Gerald, we have this amazing bust of Hot Action News host Gerald Myers. Bam Bam, take this home. Put it on your bookshelf. Stare at it when you get lonely. Turn the lights off. Cut the AC. Get real sweaty. Grab your Capri Sun and relish the moment that you won the first annual Hot Action News.
Both of our contestants today will receive an equal amount of stray dogs and cats.
Well, thank God.
Newsboy, can you go help them put them in their cars really quick before they start getting feisty in the studio again?
Make sure the windows are up. Don't want them to escape.
Yeah, I'm grabbing the puppy pad. I'm grabbing the puppy pad.
Alrighty, folks, we've got to pay some bills around here, so we're going to go to a commercial break. When we return, we've got facts bubbling in the studio, and we want to hear what Travis Billy and Bam Bam Bigelow have to say about it. I'm your host, Newsboy, here with LeGarrett, and we'll be right back. Newsboy, cue up the commercial. Or Travis, do you have the commercial?
Loading it up right now, Gerald.
I'm afraid I'm all out of commercials right now.
Newsboy, load up the commercial machine. Please and thank you. I've got one right here.
It appears my commercial machine is trying to give me the runaround.
Come on down to the gun shop. We're located right next to the pawn shop for the liquor store. Come on down and say you heard of Hot Action News. We'll give you an extra gun in your bum. Yahoo!
Folks, we're back. It's Hot Action News. I'm your host, Gerald Myers, here in the studio, peeling the onion with newsboy LeGarrette Fleming, Travis Billy, and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Gerald, I have a question for you. Does that place also cash checks?
They do. They offer a 1% service fee.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But you have to ask for cheques cambiado.
I've got
this
check.
Right. You have to know Spanish.
Yo tengo esa cheque de...
Mr. Caliente?
De la... Peligroso para...
Gross?
El Rey de la...
De la Peler, Peler para... Cox?
He's got a check and a dangerous cowboy and a rooster.
Get his luchas cosquillas?
Si, si.
I believe the more accepted vernacular around the Monterrey region is el gato en mi pantalones es muy bueno.
Peleres de gatos. But I haven't been able to cash this thing anywhere. It was written in a magic marker, and no one seems to want to take it. But is that something that you think they'll do there? That's something I'll sure to be visit there, and also maybe get some lime flavored mayonnaise while I'm in the shop.
Yeah. They've got a general store, guns, check cashing. They've got some of those little video poker games that you see people sitting at for hours of the day. It's a one stop shop for all things.
Speaking of which, I there was a weekend that I drank nothing but margaritas for 5 days, and my girl said that I had some lime flavored mayonnaise as well, but she wasn't willing to do the taste test between the two, and so I'm not really quite sure. Which to go with,
yeah.
But I'll certainly pick up a jar when I'm down there checking my cockfighting check.
Grab a jar, read a book, do a report. Bam, bam, to you.
Sorry, I'm just at the gun shop here playing some ping pong. Do you know they have a ping pong table in here?
Oh, wow. You're at the gun shop.
It's double days right now, man.
No kidding.
Oh, good one, Juan. You always get me with that slice.
So how's the selection looking like at the gun store?
They got everything. They got BB guns, pellet guns, potato guns. Like the big potato guns, like the whole potatoes, and just the tiny little spud guns. My favorite.
Do they have any love guns?
Well, you had to suck start them, but they're here. But not very wide selection for color or girth. But
got it.
You know, the caliber you want is definitely there.
And
I'm not familiar with that term.
Bam, have you seen any Mamon suckers? Well, back in the day when I used to run across the border to Tijuana, I used to stop by my favorite cantina for the Friday night Mamon Soakerthon.
No mames.
It's a soak off
like
of
a
Mamon,
lot of fun.
If I may.
No mames.
No, there were no moms there. It was all Mamons.
You don't even know what that means, do you?
Did you chupa any Mamons down there?
No, no mames.
Was this anywhere near Las Vegas? You know, one time I tried
Las
to go to
Vegas,
Las Vegas.
Nevada?
Ended up in Las Vegas, and I ended up having a much better time.
That's classy. That's real classy.
What happens in Las Vegas? God damn it! That's what I paid for.
It stains your teeth, though, doesn't it?
It's like a tattoo. It's like a memory of a. It's like a memory of a time that, you know.
You know, if you drank less coffee, it would stain less. It does that. That's a thing.
I had no idea.
You know, the big problem with Las Vegas is that it's mucho dinero.
It looks nice. You can always make more diente. Mucho dinero, you know, chupaying Las Vegas.
Guys, I'm just so proud as a host of Hot Action News, a place, you know, a sanctuary, if you will, for the facts, for the people, all the time. That we're diversifying and adding a little bit of adding a little bit of spice, if you will, to the conversation. However, over here I'm trying to hold my hands over this fax machine and it's bubbling over. So let's get back to that soon.
You should really have your fax simmer. Fax machine should always be on a simmer.
Can we turn it down a little, newsboy? I had both hands on it. I had both it, hands it was on damn it. Near I didn't want to interrupt over. You guys.
I'm adjusting the heat. The problem is when we get going here, I start stroking the fax machine real hard.
It's more of an old fashioned model that it's hard to slow down once you get it going. It's like a locomotive. You know, but anywho, we've beat that horse enough, newsboy. What do you got for us?
Well, apparently there's been a fact bubbling through that the U.S. intelligence warned the Trump administration of coronavirus and the threat of it as early as November. Now, one of the many mutually exclusive excuses that the Trump administration has provided for its profound delay in responding to the coronavirus is that they were fooled by reports of the outbreak coming out of China. I quote the Don John, "I will be very candid with you and say that in mid-January, the CDC was still assessing that risk of coronavirus to the American people. And that it was low, so low, the lowest anyone's ever seen." Now, I don't know what to exactly make of that, but it sounds like they knew exactly what was happening and didn't do a daggum thing about it. But, you know.
Bam Bam, take it away. What are your thoughts? How do you digest this? Travis, any thoughts on this?
God damn it.
Yeah, I think tough decisions are to be made at some point. It does sound like he was a little late on the draw with that kind of thing there. But, you know, I mean, what does a man do? You know, I mean, it's like that. You got a root of chicken coop. He fox in the henhouse, and you're just trying to figure out which egg to lay, you know.
I hear you, Travis. I hear you. Bam Bam, are you doing okay? I saw you fall out of your chair.
Fucking pissed at his microphone. Jerry, goddamn it. Gerald.
Did it get...
I'm a little pissed at my microphone, too, goddamn it. I was promised this would look like a penis.
It's in the mail. As you know, some of the shipments have been delayed due to impacts with the COVID-19 crisis. But it's in the mail. It should be ready for the next episode. You know,
well, I hope so.
You want to know what I feel about this whole thing you just said?
Tell me.
I don't care as long as my prime comes. There's no reason that my bagpipe accessories need to take 14 days when it's only coming across town. What are they delivering? That people actually fucking want. That's bullshit. So give me the shit I don't need, but I'm giving you money for. Damn it. This is America.
Now, would you say, Bam Bam, you've been spending more on online purchases during the isolation period?
Well, it's hard to say because I recently found out that if someone in your house has Prime, you have Prime too, apparently. Did not know that. So that, in conjunction, would not want to go to fuck outside. Maybe has driven the first thing.
Yeah, Bam, is that Bam, what I'm hearing? You haven't Bam, been
login
sharing?
No, no, no. Login sharing is one thing, but if you want, I'm not going to add my card to their account and shit. If you're living in the same house, you can just make your fucking account a Prime account, even though they're paying for it.
Interesting development and great viewer life hack. If you've got someone in your house Prime that you're not already sharing their login, you can set
you
up
buy
your
dildos on your wife's account. I don't think you do.
Good point there. Good point. You can't make nefarious and discreet purchases on a shared account. Very good point.
No, you buy. You buy your Mother's
double
Day
surprise.
Is that a Justin Timberlake quote?
Nothing says Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, not directly, maybe partially inspired.
No, that's
by
a
LeGarrette
Fleming
song.
Newsboy quote. Because I tell you, nothing says Happy Mother's Day.
I can agree more.
18-inch Harvey Wallbanger.
Now
she's got a million cards. You know, I mean.
Oh my gosh, gentlemen. First off, thank you for joining tonight. It's been such a pleasure peeling the onion with you, Travis and Bam Bam. We hope to have you back on very, very soon. Before we wrap, we've got a big, big fact that just came through. This one hits a little bit close to home, folks. This just came in, new developing in the studio right now. Netflix's Tiger King star Joe Exotic contracts coronavirus in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew.
Say it. Our very own, potential presidential nominee for 2024. Has come down with the coronavirus. And after becoming such a sweetheart in the homes of millions of people worldwide, this just keeps getting more and more real. You know, first Kobe and now this.
If I may, I'd like to address the panel here. Starting with you, Travis, and then Bam Bam next. Are you Team Carol or Team Joe?
That bitch, Carol Baskins. She's a real bitch. But I could see how a man could come up with coronavirus in the prison system. It's a very intimate, confined, kind of space where a man can really get a lot of shoulder rubbing done, and it's unfortunate that that's something that was a side effect there. I've heard that they were in lockdown there, which is interesting. I've always kind of thought that the choice for Joe Exotic to put Pussycats on lockdown was very interesting, and very coincidental. And now if his man Pussycats on lockdown in prison, I could see how something like that could happen. But
do we have the science on if you can transfer it by snoodling? Is that news in yet?
I think there have
sure
been,
hate to hear that. There's nothing else like doing.
you know, we hate to hear the news about Joe Exotic. We're curious at the very least, you know, was this a snoodling related incident? We don't know for sure yet. The story is developing right now in the studio. I would, you know, if I had to guess or make some sort of, off the cuff remark, it could have been a snoodling incident. You know, we know a lot from the Netflix series regarding his lifestyle and his you know, his ways of life. Bam Bam, you know, what else?
Well, any as further a doctor, thoughts? How does a doctor of snoodology, it really worked because I don't think he was, I don't think he has the universal adapter. I think he was only the, if it was, you know, he needs a partner that's equipped, and this is so hard to come by.
The mail end.
Yeah, he's the
mail. It ain't that hard to come by prison, though, let me tell you.
Oh, I mean, well, the way that, you know, people are chopping off the connectors these days, it's hard
there's
to come
some
by.
Snoodlers, man. There's some snoodlers in the big house.
So is it a situation where you've got one sort of, you know, right. Mac Daddy Alpha who's yes, the connector, and he connects
hub
up
and spoke, with, yes. Yes, that's exactly.
Do you by default become an alpha by,
no,
you know, having an anteater approach?
Yeah, it's exactly the opposite. It's more like, did you ever watch that?
Really?
I think it's Planet Earth. No, maybe it's our planet. Anyways, there's a special flower that only makes a little bit of nectar. So it makes this chipmunk or squirrel thing come and eat from it every single day. And it poops in the flower's mouth and then eats the poop. It's the same kind of thing. I've seen it 100 times.
You know, I tried to give some of the flowers to my ex-girlfriend and she did not appreciate it. I really can understand why. It was a big point of conflict.
And they're amazing.
I was just hoping it might send her a signal about what I was interested in.
Which was?
Flowers.
Oh, yeah.
But if you didn't get the squirrel, then the effect is lost.
That's where I faltered.
So this sounds like to me a whole
Flores. I was swindled. Greer I was swindled by sexual a flower here. Shop.
Can I get a name check on a Richard Greer? Is that a cheese or is that Chuck E. Cheese's?
It's a Richard Gruyere. We just did a fact check. The fax machine.
How do you spell that?
Richard.
That's all right. I'm not good at spelling.
G-A-Y.
Folks, I'm your host, Richard Gruyereld Myers. This has been a fun and informative night here at Hot Action News. We'd like to give a special thanks to our special guests, Bam Bam Bigelow and Travis Billy. The always fabulous, the always spicy, wild card newsboy, LeGarrette. LeGarrette, any final thoughts? And we'll start with you for the round of final thoughts for tonight's episode.
Well, before I begin my final thought, I would just like to make a suggestion here that at the end of our broadcast this evening, we have our illustrious guest, Travis Billy, send us off with another tune, if he would be so inclined. Okay. Perfect. Now let me get to my final thoughts here, and then we'll pass it to you, Bam Bam, and go right down the line here. We are nearing the middle of this tunnel, and we can start to see the light. You know, together alone, we will survive this catastrophe of the pandemic that is the COVID-19 virus. If you could, everybody, hold your loved ones close, be safe, wash your hands, don't touch your face, mind your genitals, keep that lead in your pencil, and keep those frogs
wise
up your
words
nose.
Thank you, LeGarrette. I love the glimmer of hope. That's all we can provide for the listeners during this time. That's all anyone's looking for is just some reassurance. Bam Bam, your final thoughts?
Yeah, with all that, kind of echoing some of those thoughts, wash your foreskin on the inside and outside, so that way you're not the hub. And do it often. That's it.
Fantastic. Travis, final thoughts? And then we'll have you take us out for the song after I give my final thoughts.
I just think people should always be as healthy as they can. You know, I mean, you want to protect.
Yep. Good point.
Well, thank you.
Zing number three to our very own host, Gerald Myers.
You want to protect your loved ones as much as possible so that you can love them as much as possible. And, you know, that's really what life's all about, is love in every form that you can possibly think of. You know, you want to use all your senses. You want to touch your loved ones, you know?
That's right. So let me recap before I give my final thoughts. Newsboy says, wash your hands. Bam Bam says, wash your foreskin. Travis Billy says, touch your loved ones. I'm going to end with a step in that bean dip. Travis, go ahead and take us to the end.
Sure. Just like my dad before me, I've always got around. Losing my pants in hotel rooms, bathroom, town to town. But when I met Marlena, I knew she's the one for me. She was a rusty lock and I some WD-40. And I finally found love. It was the last place I put it. I'd been looking for so long to find it, but I couldn't. It's been a slippery situation, but I'm all through pussyfooting. I finally found love, it was the last place I put it. Well, it's a good thing that I settled down. She's my true love, and that's for sure. Can't say it's because I knocked her up, you know that I've done that before. But I told that judge that baby, he just ain't a thing like me. Hell, it shits the pants all of the time. I've only done it twice this week. I finally found love. It was the last place I put it. I've been looking for so long to find the spot, but I couldn't. It's been a hairy situation, but I'm all three pussyfooting. I finally found love. It was the last place I put it. Well, it's a good thing I'm a faithful man. I'm even better than when I was young. Got a 99 Camaro, and there's more me to love. They all know me at the Hooters and down at the Applebee's. Yeah, you think these waitresses work for tips the way they flirt with me. I finally found love. It was the last place I put it. I've been looking for so long to find it, but I couldn't. It's been a smelly situation, but I'm all through pussyfooting. I finally found love, it was the last place I put it. And she says, on my birthday, there's one last place I can put it. Thank you.
Wow. Bravo. Well done, Travis. Rocking
true story.
The studio. That is a song for the ages. True story. Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's our latest episode, Hot Action News. Travis Billy, Bam Bam Bigelow, the beloved, the one, the only, Newsboy LeGarrette Fleming. I'm your host, Gerald Myers. We'll be back soon. Stay safe out there. Step in that bean dip.